And let's go inside her story with Jackie Reeve from our Harlem, New York studios. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, Tom, 1 week ago, 17 million people tuned in as Bruce Jenner told the world he's always been a woman, and now he's in the process of transitioning so he can stop living a lie. Now, one woman who understands Bruce Jenner's lifelong struggle is my guest this morning. She is the mother of a transgender boy. Her 7-year-old son, Tom, was born physically a girl but identifies as a boy. She's been on the TJMS before. Please welcome back Jodi Patterson. Good morning, Jodi.
Good morning. So happy to be here with you today.
Great to have you back to talk about this Bruce Jenner interview. Now, your son, Pennell, is 7 years old. Did you watch the Bruce Jenner interview together, and was it an important moment for him?
You know, I mean, I thought it was one of the biggest interviews of the year and such a phenomenal opportunity for understanding. But I didn't watch it with him initially. I sat with my husband, and we watched it together, and then we vetted it first because, you know, you want to make sure it's age appropriate. You don't know how it's going to turn out. But it was such a great moment for us as a family and especially as parents in the trans community, really being so proud that the conversation was on such a high level and not dumbed down. I mean, phenomenal opportunity to understand transgender in a completely different way than ever before for many of us.
Now, since you and your husband vetted it first, did Pennell watch it yet, or will you let him watch it?
Absolutely. We've seen clips of it. I mean, it's a lot to take in at one time for a child, but we've watched clips, we've talked about it a lot, and we'll see the whole thing. And I think this is a part of what we do normally. We watch a lot on transgender together as a family, age appropriate, of course. But I think specifically this piece with the type of conversation, people being not only physical beings, but spiritual beings. And he said, my spirit is of a woman. This is the kind of
right.
thing that I want my children to have access to. This is a new way of looking at us. We're whole entire beings.
What did he say after he saw the clips?
You know, Pennell is at two. He said to me, Mama, I'm not a girl. Everyone thinks I'm a girl, and I'm a boy, and I don't feel like a boy. I am a boy. So this is something we've been talking about in our house for 5 years. And so to see it on television for Pennell is so rewarding and gratifying. And for all of my kids, I mean, it puts, you know, we're the age of media, and to see yourself or your story on television, for better or for worse, oftentimes makes us feel validated. And I was so happy that it was a proper representation and a thoughtful representation of the scenario.
I think a lot of people struggle with this whole idea of transitioning from one sex to another, Jodi. And I was impressed at how ABC and Diane Sawyer made it a learning experience for the audience. Like you said, they didn't dumb it down. They really explained a lot. But I think for a lot of people, and Jodi, I know you agree with this, the difficult thing for people who don't understand this is why you know, people at such a young age, because Bruce Jenner talked about being a young boy and dressing in his mother's clothes and his sister's clothes and things like that. People don't understand how parents, such as you and your husband, can let a child make the decision that they want to identify as the opposite sex of what they're born.
Yeah, you know, I hear that all the time, and that's a lot of the negative feedback that we get. How can you, as parents, allow your child to make such a heavy decision, and how can you be so you know, thoughtless and let them do something so drastic, so young? We're not really doing much. We're just responding to them. So there's no physical thing that's happening at this age. I mean, we're talking a 7-year-old child, so there's nothing physical. There's no hormone treatment at this point. But Pennell has said, I am boy. And so we said, okay. So it's really just language at this point. And I think language is really important. And so there's new language that people are starting to grasp. And from age 5.
But he's 7 years old. How can you be sure that he knows what he's doing?
Exactly. I know it's tough to understand.
That's a very adult decision. It's a life-changing decision, and you've decided to let him decide for himself at age 7? He's only had 7 years?
You don't have to be anything you don't like. On tomorrow, if he says, Mama, I'm identifying differently, then that's his decision. But there's nothing irreversible about this conversation we're having. So and biologically, this happens to everyone. Around 2 years old, every brain goes through a sense of identity. We start to identify. So it's not just his brain that operated early. All of our brains around two start to identify. And he just was very verbal and said, Mama, my brain and my body aren't working in the same space. They're different. They feel different. And so we said, okay, we hear you. Let's play it out. But there's no, it's not irreversible. This is, luckily, identity is, for many people, fluid.
What about the discussions you've had with people over the last week since this? And I'm not talking about your son, but others outside of your family. And people who are asking, like Tom is, about how do you know, have those discussions changed after having watched the Bruce Jenner conversation?
I mean, people ask all the time, how do you know? And I say, your child says it every day, all day, no matter who's in front of him, when it's embarrassing, when it's comfortable. It's consistency. So, of course, you're not making anything, you don't make any decisions in the beginning. But after a year of every day crying, every day emotional, saying the same thing, so you have to see consistency. You have to really watch your children. And I think,
and your child was depressed too, right?
He was. I mean, I think, you know, that's always such a heavy word, but there were signs that he was not happy, he was angry, he was aggressive. And he talked about not wanting tomorrow to come. So when you hear that from your otherwise healthy child, something needs to be addressed. I don't want tomorrow to come, Mom. It's going to be worse than today.
And here's the thing, Tom, that was a big part of the ABC interview, and this is what impressed me as a journalist, that they had, you know, doctors, you know, clinicians there who had done studies on this and knew the research and talked about how this is just not a quirk. It's not a mental illness. It's not just a passing thing. This is really how these people identify, and especially at a young age, and that there are numbers out there that say 50% of transgender people try to commit suicide before the age of 20. So so for a parent to ignore this and try to suppress it, I think can be a very dangerous thing. I mean, that's my opinion.
And Bruce Jenner knew he was a woman at an age what?
Very young.
He said he was really young.
Very young.
He was.
And what did his and what did his parents do?
He hid it.
He never talked about that discussion.
He hid it.
He hid it,
and then he also channeled that energy into his sports. And he said, "I was an athlete. I was a champion with all of that energy. It came out in sports."
Right.
But you know, if you don't have an outlet, if you don't have someone listening, it ends up eating you up inside. And that's what he's talking about: suicide, depression, addiction. And that's not happening on my watch.
Yeah. All right,
maybe,
Jody. Well,
I haven't watched the interview, but maybe now I will.
You should. You know, you really should, Tom.
You and Jody
everybody
should watch
should.
It.
Everybody should.
Really? Okay. All right.
I'll
watch it.
Thank
I'll watch
you.
It on the week, over the weekend.
Give Pinnell a hug for me. So happy for you all.
Good luck to you.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Good job, Jackie.
Thanks,
very
guys.
Good, Jackie.